622 1320 WILS. So let's go back to the CIA, what we know now about exactly what they can do. The WikiLeaks revelation shows that they can not only get to hack our phones, they can hack our computers, our televisions, and forget trying to encrypt anything. They can burn right through that. Michael Doherty with us, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, author of the book Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael, thank you for joining us on WILS.
How are you?
Good, good. What was this a disturbing revelation to you?
Well, no, not really. I mean, discerning in the sense that do they have all these powers? I'm not surprised. They're not proving that they use them against Americans yet. It does undermine our espionage tactics. Mm-hmm. So if we get information where they're turning this on to Americans, that's going to be that's going to be a massive problem.
Now, let me ask you this. What's your gut feeling? Because President Trump's already said he feels his line was wiretapped. Do you think they're not using this technology on us?
Well, his line is wiretapped. That's one thing. By who is another. The CIA, doubtful. The CIA is not the NSA. Mm-hmm. It is not the FBI. It is not, people that have access to these things. So that's sort of a different topic. It's just an interesting time when this is brought up because, it's really just showing the arsenal that the CIA has.
But I need to ask you, because Edward Snowden claimed that this was all being already used against us previously.
That's the NSA.
Okay, but what's your belief? Because basically, his assertion was, look, they have the technology, and a lot of these departments dip into it and use it as they like. Do you think it's that freewheeling over there?
I doubt it, or it would have been released. I mean, this is an inside job. If someone's going to sit here and lay out all their weapons, I assume they're going to know their targets, and they're not going to just not release the targets. I mean, we have to have more investigation on this. No one, of course, has even, verified it technically, but everyone's certainly acting like it's right there. But, the ramifications are still not clear of what this all is going to unfold. I mean, but
I saw, Michael, that Apple already came out and said they fixed the flaws that were revealed in the WikiLeaks dump. They say the patches were fixed in the latest iOS. Do you think, when you see the Apple not covering that base, do you think there's always going to be a hole no matter who's putting the software together?
Well, there's always holes. I mean, we're in a situation here. We're in the world of imperfection where things are still very early in the development of the industry, and we are clearly behind on safety, and the CIA has used some of that to their advantage. Mm-hmm. The one thing they might get criticized for is knowing about leaks and not telling the manufacturers. But that yet to remain, shown. I'm sure, look, these guys are aggressive investigators to protect the country. Mm. They are very secretive, very stealth, and they use a lot of tools. So, that's fine, quite frankly, unless they're using against Americans and politicizing it, which we haven't seen yet.
We have
can't confuse.
Right. No,
can't confuse them.
That's a good point. Michael Doherty here on WILS. The CIA can also turn a Samsung smart TV into a listening device. And now I'm curious what your thoughts are about that and all the actual listening devices people are now putting in their homes, like Alexa. Is this making us...
always wear your robe in front of your television. And some of these aren't really surprises. I mean, they've known you can hack into television, things like that. It's the CIA using that, and are these things closed? I mean, but the new technology is always going to have some leaks, Amazon.
Do you cover your little camera on your laptop? Do you put a piece of tape on that?
I don't, because I'm barely on for them to really want that stuff. Yeah. So some people do, but I think that just carries things too far, because I don't think of myself as that important, or anyone that's going to want to really spy on me. And I think most people shouldn't get that paranoid about it.
The CIA uses antivirus software to provide cover for its hacking activities. That's Well, that sounds problematic. Are we not to trust the antivirus software out there at this point?
Well, when you are spying outside the United States, you are going to find things that are very, very, very old and outdated, believe it or not. I mean, we're kind of spoiled over here. So those type of things are vulnerable over there. That's what they're going to use. This is a type of a cyber war, cyber defense tactic. Yeah. We've got a lot of people trying to hack into our country, steal our commerce, disrupt things. All fair and love and war.
Yeah.
But are they going to be, I'm not that concerned about it, because antivirus software in more modern stuff is pretty much outdated.
Is it? Because it does scan your computer. Do you trust most of the software out there that's called antivirus then?
I don't trust anything completely, but I'm better off than not having it. Mm. I just don't have a mentality that perfection is possible. And I think at this stage, no one else should either. That doesn't mean, driving your car is never perfectly safe either.
Hey,
that doesn't mean you're reckless.
You're right.
So you just have to be right.
You
got to
wear the seatbelt. One last thing, Michael, when it comes to the CIA's abilities to then pursue terrorists, does this compromise them significantly?
Yes. And that's the other side of the problem. This is not a Snowden NSA meltdown situation. This is very different. This is someone who's getting out there telling people how we go after our enemies. And, that's a problem because we don't want to be compromised in doing that. So this is a little different game here.
Do you think
discovered going after Americans, which no one's shown.
The conjecture is that it's a contractor that was behind the leak. Do you think they'll figure out who did this?
Oh, yeah, I think all hands are on deck on this one big time. And one thing about technology is very hard not to leave fingerprints.
Yeah.
So,
although WikiLeaks, are they pretty good at keeping their sources hidden?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But that's not where they're going to start anyway. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a matter of time, but... it's the United States government, the CIA.
You don't want to mess. That's the one group you don't want to mess with. Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. And check out his fantastic book where you can learn a lot more about how the government works, especially when it's going after you. The book is The Devil Inside the Beltway, The Devil Inside the Beltway, Michael Dougherty here on WILS. Michael, thank you very much.
Good talking to you again, sir.
6:30, we are rolling along with the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. When we come back, we'll talk about what China is up to. Some disturbing warnings out just today. That's next.